B-Pod Studios.
Let's go to Chris in Miami. Oh, jeez. South Beach. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, man? How you guys doing?
What's up, brother?
What's going on down in South Beach, man?
Hey, you know what's going on, man. Beautiful women, you know, good weather, but enough about that, man. I want to talk about the Sixers because I believe that we're just one player away, man. I feel like we're right there, and I think that I agree with you, Anthony. I feel like we need a four. I really do. And I think my three targets, my main target is Meritage. I know you said we can't get him with Fultz, but I would trade Butler, like, just straight up.
You trade Jimmy?
Yep,
you wouldn't have to trade Jimmy to get Meritage.
Exactly.
And Jimmy's exactly, an expiring contract, so you're not giving up Jimmy to get Meritage.
The thing with Meritage, it's why we're together, is that you can put Chandler on the bench, so which exactly. I think is huge.
Exactly. And if Jimmy's not enough, I can throw him the Miami pick. Even though I know Jimmy's the best.
Jimmy's not even close to being enough because they don't want Jimmy. He's an expiring contract.
Yeah, but they also need a star, though.
But he's not going to re-sign there. He's an expiring deal. They don't need Jimmy for the rest of this year.
All right. All right. If you don't think we can get him, that's fine.
I don't think they can get him. I'm just saying Jimmy is not the guy to move.
Yeah, I think you can get Meritage without giving up. Because they don't want
Jimmy,
Butler. Yeah.
My next target would be the guy from Orlando, man, Vucevic. I think
you're not getting Vucevic, brother.
I don't think they're signing him again because they have that Mamba kid and they have that Isaac kid.
Yeah, no,
I don't know if they can sign him again.
The Mamba went out of there though.
I don't think you're getting Vucevic, honestly, brother.
You don't think so?
No,
I think he would be perfect, man. But all right, and then the last target.
Uh huh.
I think we should do. I think we need to get him back, and I think we re-sign him as Dario, man. I don't think they're using.
You know what's funny? You're right, Chris. It's so amazing. Dario is actually a great fit back here, and he doesn't play.
Exactly.
You know, even with Covington out, he still only plays like 15, 16 minutes. I would love to get Dario back.
Me too, and I think we can re-sign him, man, because I know he likes Philly.
Yes.
I think we can re-sign
him. This is TJ.
And you get him cheap. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree with you, brother. Good call,
right,
Chris.
You avoided the strikeout there,
two
Chris.
2-for-3. I thought he was 2-for-3.
Nah, he was 0-for-2, and then he gets hit his ground ball single.
I wanted Meritage.
No, you want Meritage, but just the way he got it.
Meritage, Vucevic, and Dario, right?
Mm-hmm.
Vucevic is not a fit with Joe.
Yeah.
So you got Meritage is, and Dario, I think, would be, again, he's a fit. He actually would be good back here.
And you get the music back. You get the Giorgio Marauder music back in it. And if he comes back, you're going to go full-blown ladder.
Dario.
Oh, man. Let's go to Jimmy and Mount Holly's on the Fanatic. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, I eat before the game. What I'm going to do this year is a lobster fra diavolo, Italian green beans, and garlic bread. And just keep the Heinekens coming cold and hard for the next 4 or 5 hours. I'm good to go.
I love a nice ice cold Heineken. Yes, brother.
Grab a Heine.
Yes.
Is this basketball team is presently constituted good enough to win the East, in your opinion?
Right now?
No.
I don't know. I can't say no. I can't say unequivocally no. I think they have a shot. I still think they need to do something to make it easier. But, yeah, I think they have a shot.
The only team I'm really worried about, fellas, is the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, who can we acquire to beat them? Because, believe it or not, I'm really not worried about Boston or Toronto. And if I have time, I can explain why. But what do we need?
Tell us about Boston for a while. How come you're not afraid of Boston?
Well, first of all, I think the addition of Jimmy Butler is good enough to beat them. Had we have had him last year, I think we would have beaten them in spite of Brett Brown's every effort to give that series away. I think he won't do that this year.
Right.
And Toronto, I mean, I'm just waiting for Kyle Lowry to make his annual visit to the Apple Orchard. I know they got Kawhi and I love their bench, but the Bucks are the biggest team to me. If we don't get to the finals, I'll tell you right now, on February 1st, if we don't get there, I think Giannis and the Bucks will. So who do we need to get to beat them, in your opinion?
A stretch four.
Before I go on, who intimated before about maybe getting rid of Landry Shamet? Because I totally disagree with that. I love Landry Shamet. Yeah. I think that was a great pick by us.
Yeah. What I was telling you was that there's a lot of teams that called for Landry Shamet. So he's getting a lot of interest around the league. So if you're gonna make a deal, you might have to put him in there because you don't have a ton of assets and there's a lot of people that want him.
Yeah, I mean, I would listen to anything anybody put, but it better be very good. Now, when do we play the Warriors again? Because, I mean, it was a great win, but, I mean, I would have loved it if Clay was playing for the Warriors. When do we play them again?
Soon. They're coming here.
Yeah, I think it's in the next homestand, as a matter of fact, if I recall.
They're coming here.
Thanks, Jimmy. Let me look here, because I got their schedule right in front of me. They play them on March 2nd, so in about 4 weeks, 4.5 weeks. On a Saturday, no, how about this to it? A Saturday night game, March 2nd at 8:30 p.m. on ABC.
Yeah, the Saturday night games, that's going to be... You know it's going to be great, man. That building will be just rocking.
Saturday night game?
That building will be nuts.
Saturday night game against and revenge for Golden State.
Oh, my God.
And then hopefully after that, the Sixers will be back at Oracle to tip off the NBA Finals come early June or late May.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I think it's a toss-up between any of the four teams in the East. I really do. Boston, they have to get their rotation fixed. Toronto's really deep, and they have a star. I mean, you can't discount Leonard as a star.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Jim that I think that Milwaukee's really good.
They're the number one seed right now.
I think Milwaukee is. I mean, Milwaukee just went into Toronto and beat them pretty handily. The thing about Milwaukee, they play defense. When Brogdon's in there, they play good D. All those Virginia guys, they know how to play defense because Virginia doesn't allow anyone to score. So, you know, they have a pretty good, you know, they have some firepower. They can shoot the three. Giannis just gets better and better. So, you know, but honestly, if Ben plays like he played last night, Sixers can beat any of those teams in the series.
Yeah. Here, like, you look at Milwaukee, they've played 50 games, and they have 13 losses. That's it. They're 37 and 13. Like, they're like a team that not anybody's really, like, paying serious attention to yet.
No, but it's time. Fear to deer, man. Yeah. That's a legit thing, fear to deer.
The Sixers right now are the third seed. The Raptors are a game and a half back of the Bucks. Sixers are four games back of the Bucks. The Pacers right now are tied with the Celtics.
Pacers are dead with no Oladipo. Oladipo's out. They've been sinking like a rock, so they're done.
But the Sixers right now, if the season were to end, which it doesn't, would have the Brooklyn Nets in the first round. Now, they struggled against the Nets this year, but you don't fear the Nets.
No.
How about that? The Brooklyn Nets are the sixth. See, this is the problem with the NBA.
Well, you know, he's playing well for the D'Angelo Russell's playing well.
Yeah.
He's playing really well. And they actually have some decent young talent.
Yeah, Miami's the seventh seed. The Hornets are the eighth seed.
They lost Dinwiddie, which was a big loss for them.
Mm-hmm. So you want to be in that top three because you want to avoid, even without Oladipo, the Pacers and the Celtics. So you got to get that three seed. Maybe this. I don't know if they're going to be able to get to the two seed. Toronto.
Three seed's a good possibility.
Yeah, you'll take that. And then with an addition or two.
Yeah, I think it's legit.
610-632-0975.
I want your Super Bowl stuff, too.
Now, we got a few people online. I want to give the Super Bowl challenge. T-Will wants to give it, and a couple others as well. 610-632-0975. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez. It is a Super Bowl football Friday.
All right, let's talk about it for a second, because I know we're not enthralled because it's not last year. But maybe you make yourself enthralled with the little DraftKings Sportsbook app, the number one sportsbook app in New Jersey. That's right. So here's the deal. On the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app, they got it all. You got the point spread, the totals, and also have all the different props. How long the national anthem is, all kinds of crazy ones, too. Fun ones, cross-sport ones, where you can look and try to discern. You can actually have some fun with those props and really enjoy it for the game. People the whole thing, it's amazing. The list, it just goes on and on and on. Hey, with over 10 million bets having been placed to date on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, it is the number one mobile sportsbook in New Jersey. All right, this is your last chance to bet on football this season. Don't miss out. As a special big game bonus, new users will get their first bet match up to $500. That's right, for a limited time, DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500 when you use code FANATIC and sign up on DraftKings.com or on the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. Code FANATIC, DraftKings instantly matches your first bet up to $500. There's no gimmicks. There's no playthrough requirements. Only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Jesus. Oh, man. Midday show. Still riding the high from last night.
Outright tonight.
That was amazing about that game, though. The first quarter, looked like they could get blown out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whoa.
Couple of key possessions.
And they did it with that horrible line.
Yeah, he made it work,
like,
though.
I was like, what's he doing? Why does he have this rotation in? And it worked.
Yeah. What, they got one more game on the trip, Ant? Is that what it is? Just one more game on this West Coast trip, and then they return home? So they have Sacramento tomorrow, I believe, right? I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what they've done since that has started. You have the schedule?
Yeah, I got it right here.
I go back to...
When the 12 game started?
Yeah, go back to that point where they've done.
So was the first game considered Indiana on the road?
Yes, you can give it that.
Okay, so they start with Indiana, they get the win, 120-96. Remember, they trounced him in that game. We saw him beat in that game late at the end. We're going, why is he on the floor?
Correct.
But anyway, they win that game, then they come home, they lose to OKC.
That's a Saturday.
Game. Yep.
Then they beat Houston, correct?
Yep, then they drubbed them, 121-93.
Right.
Then, remember, they followed it up with a game that Wednesday, and they beat San Antonio. And then they went out for the first game of the road trip to Denver where they didn't have Butler and they didn't have Embiid.
Right.
They gave that one away. And then since then, they got the win over the Lakers on Tuesday and then the win over Golden State last night. They'll wrap up the road trip tomorrow.
Big, 5-2 so far?
Yeah.
On this stretch?
And everybody was saying, oh, if they can go 500 on this stretch, that's good.
Yeah, man.
So then they'll have Sacramento Saturday night at 10. That'll end the road trip and the late night starts for a while. And then they return home on Tuesday.
By the way, that Sacramento team's pretty good.
Yeah. Tuesday, you get another shot at the Raptors. They're 0-2 against the Raptor.
You're catching them at a good time because they haven't been playing well.
Now, the only thing I don't like about it is the first game after a road trip.
Yeah, that's right.
But there's an extra day in there. That really plays even more when you come back from a trip, you have one day off, and then you play at home. When you have the extra day in between, you can assimilate a little bit better. So it's mitigated a bit in that scenario. But still, it's going to be a tough game with double revenge. And again, another national TV game, 8 o'clock on TNT, coming up Tuesday.
Toronto's TNT, too?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, the next four games after that are, right?
So
Toronto's TNT, Denver at home's ESPN, Lakers at home is ABC, and then Boston is TNT. That's your next four.
That's outrageous, man.
That's your four-game homestand.
I love it. I just love being on TNT.
Yeah.
I love TNT. It's my favorite sports... it's my favorite.
Well, the studio show is incredible.
Well, yeah, I mean, I love Charles. We're friends, right? But we love Charles. We love Kenny. Like, I love Kenny.
Yeah.
I love Shaq.
Ernie.
Ernie.
Yeah.
I love that show. I do. I love it. I love when they're on TNT. I think I like it way better than ESPN.
Oh, I agree.
I think they're way better. Mike Breen is really good.
Yeah. So you got that four-game homestand, then one game against the Knicks on the road, and then two more at home. So six of the next seven after the game against Sacramento are at the Wells Fargo Center where they're 21-5.
Yeah.
So they're 5-2 now. Okay, you get a win maybe tomorrow in Sacramento, and then on that homestand you win 3-4.
Is that game on NBA TV?
Which game? Sacramento?
Yeah.
No, that's it's just local. Okay, and then you got the Knicks, and then you got Miami and Portland after that. So they're shaping up over this dirty dozen games to really come out way better than you thought.
They beat Sacramento. That's 6-2 coming home.
6-2 coming home, and then you have, and then, like I said, you have 6 of your next 7 at home.
Yeah.
4 of those against really good opponents, and then you got Miami and Portland. So
once more, so give it to me one more time. So Sacramento, then Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto, Denver, Lakers, Denver. And Celtics at home.
Well, you're going to beat Denver. Yeah. Denver's good, but...
Going to beat the Lakers.
I think that's the end of a long road trip for them. Because Denver's been on the road.
That'll be the getaway game?
So I think that's a winding down trip for the Nuggets.
Okay.
So they've been on the road forever. So that's advantage. The Boston game's going to be... That game will be the game of games.
Well, that's Tuesday night, that's 8 o'clock.
That's Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Winter is coming.
Is that... That's Tuesday? A week from Tuesday?
Yeah, February 12th. Yeah.
At
the well. Yeah.
That might be my... I might go to that game.
Blow it
take
out.
Take off the next day, yeah.
I'll take off the next day.
I'm telling you right now.
8 o'clock?
Yeah.
And then the Knicks on the road.
I might go. Like, that might be like... That's Game of Thrones night.
Yeah. And then you have the Pelicans on the road and OKC revenge to wrap up the month of February.
Wow, that's awesome.
And then Golden State comes in on March 2nd.
That's awesome. What a great month.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot
you
of
know
great
why?
Games.
Because we got lulled into the Brooklyns and the Knicks.
Yeah, and the Wizards.
Phoenix. Like, the sport is so good when it's good teams playing against one another.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe you get LeBron on that game a week from Sunday.
Well, he's back.
Yeah. You get LeBron in Philly.
Back last night.
Yeah. So, we'll see how it plays out. It's going to be interesting. But they're off to a great start in this stretch of games, which is, we all identified it. I mean, national broadcasters talking about it, too, that they're in the gauntlet of the schedule.
That Lakers game could include Anthony Davis.
Yeah, because it'll be post.
Could you imagine that? Yeah. Could you imagine that? LeBron, Anthony Davis.
Get excited! Yeah, because that'll be post deadline. Their first game post deadline is the Denver game.
Yeah.
So, 610-632-0975. Let's go to the man. Let's go to T. Will in Jersey on the Fanatic. Hey, T. Will.
What's going on, boys?
How you doing, man?
T. Will.
Yo, Ed, listen. I haven't been listening to much, but do you know the one thing I noticed about last night's win was the length. Our length bothered them in the third and fourth quarter.
Damn right, brother. You're right on. But look, how about the defense that Ben played, man?
But that was, I agree with Brett Brown. That was Ben's best NBA game, hands down.
Yep.
Hands down his best game.
Yep.
Ben actually showed us what we've been asking for. Now, outside, you know, the foul shooting and everything, he dominated that game, and he didn't let them... It seems like he got stronger.
He
because
did.
They started bumping him the same way, cutting off his ankles, the same way Boston did to us in the playoffs, and it seemed that it didn't work, you know? And he kept going to the lane. He kept throwing up his layup.
He was attacking. He was aggressive.
He didn't care if he was going to miss the foul shots. He kept going to the rack, and that's what I appreciated last night.
Yeah, that's right.
So... But, yeah, it was a great win. You know, I'm not going to get too high, not going to get too low about it because, you know, we got another tough stretch this month. And, you know, it's just another step forward.
Yeah, but that was fun one, though. You know what I mean? Like, that was – I got to tell you, like, that was a game that I got excited last night watching that game.
Oh, yeah, I was excited last night. But now it's like, all right, let's – you know, we got that. Let's move. We got to take care of business. Don't have that letdown game and lose to Sacramento. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Take care of business.
Finish
with Sacramento.
The trip.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Finish the trip and then come home and let's start our home court again. But you want something for last season, where we were at last season,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, where were you? Think about this. A year ago today, take us through your Friday and into the weekend, what you did.
Friday, I was with BC and the Cuz down at Primo's.
Oh, and man.
We were hanging out at Primo's on Friday, and Cuz asked all of us, he goes, what's your concern level with this game? And we looked at you and said zero. And you were stunned. You were stunned that we all said zero.
Yeah, right before we left. It was Tuesday. We're going to Minneapolis.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are going to Minneapolis. Because I was off that whole week. It's my birthday week. So
it's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So that Sunday, it's funny, though, because that Sunday I ran into D.C., and he looked at me and he goes, how you feeling? I said, go Birds. I said, in Foles we trust. I was just like Jason, just antsy the whole day Sunday.
Oh, man.
I didn't want to drink too much because I didn't want to pass out before the game. But by halftime of the game, it was just throttle, full throttle.
You were just in the bag.
Oh, yeah.
We should have put you in the bagster.
Yo, listen, you could have, but it took about 4 years to carry me out, I'll tell you that. Well, I'll tell you this much. I didn't even know Malcolm Jenkins knocked the ball down when the fourth quarter when we won. I was so lit. They jumped up and said we won. I was still sitting there like, we won?
Yeah, that's why the DVD's good. Because if you were in that blackout stage and you're not remembering some of the finer details of Super Bowl 52, you go back and watch it. That's good. It takes you back. But like, yeah, it was crazy, man. I just remember like the excitement at this time. And then I remember coming in Monday to do the show. And you never, like, you've been on the air forever. And you're going, man, what would that show be like to do? You thought you dreamt of that show for years.
I did, man.
Do you remember it?
I was whacked. I didn't drink during the day. Like, we had a couple beers or whatever during the game, but, you know, we didn't do our drink until after. It's like we celebrate. That's when we had the tequila and
walking around with
beers,
the bottle.
Walking around. Broad Street. My cousin's bombed. I was carrying him back to the hotel. It was crazy. Like, and we had to go right to work.
Yeah.
So then I Uber right in here, boom, get in. I'm like, I can't believe they won this. Did they really win the Super Bowl? And then, like, I hugged like 2,000 people that night. I was on 21st and Walnut. We were there and we found a corner and we were just hanging on this corner on 21st and Walnut and just scores of people just snarled traffic, beeping, people honking, going up the cars, hugging people, doing shots. Just like walk around like nuts. Like it was just crazy.
And when the dust settles, you're going, wait, did we really win?
Yes.
This really happened.
It was like the whole town. But I just remember the love that was shown from people. It was not this barbarianism that happens in other cities after you win.
No, it was elation. Everybody was just, it was insane. It was, yeah. The elation was like so apparent that like the biggest thing that we all wished would happen finally happened. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
I swear it took 3 weeks to realize that it was real. I remember going into Modell's and seeing the Super Bowl champion merchandise and going, oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's got our logo. That's got the Eagle logo on it. And it says Super Bowl with a Lombardi trophy.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. It is real.
Yeah, that was an emotional time too. Like yeah. It is, wow. Would you ever say it?
A lot of people believe that they never would.
Yeah.
I was one of them. It's like believing in a unicorn. I'm not going to believe it till I see it.
Yeah.
You know, or a ghost.
Yeah.
That was the ghost we've been chasing.
It was funny. I remember years ago when I first started doing this, and people would call up and they would go, Andy Reid will never win a Super Bowl. And he started to think about that and go, well, you know, I mean, this was after like Tampa or, you know, is that too, you know, all you got to do is win one more game, right? I mean, it's possible. Then you never win a Super Bowl. It goes to the Super Bowl. It's like, well, I mean, you know, all you got to do is just win that game and you won the Super Bowl. How could you say with such certitude? And then after all these years, they were right.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he still hasn't won.
Yeah.
Right? He never won the Eagles and he still hasn't won Kansas City. And you start to think about it, and like I feel bad for him, but I bring it up because I say it's not guaranteed. Like the Super Bowl, which at one point thought, like if you would have told me in 2000, I would have said the Eagles definitely will win a Super Bowl within the next 5 years.
With McNabb and Dawkins and Westbrook.
Yeah, and when that didn't happen, it was the greatest, it was a lesson, a harsh one, that it's not guaranteed.
Yeah, because that was the greatest era of Eagle football, and it came away empty. 5 championship games, 1 Super Bowl appearance, and you didn't get it done. And now you're going, and then Chip comes in.
Well, and you start, right? But even at that point, I'm going, oh, wait a second. I saw the best defense the Eagles ever had, and they didn't win.
Even a playoff game.
Right? And then you follow that up with this, and you start to go, to your point, will it ever happen?
Yeah. It was a valid thing to question. Let's go to Angela in Coatesville on the Fanatic. Hey, Ange.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Ange?
I got one question for you guys. Who does not like dip?
Me. Yeah, I'm a weirdo.
I love dip.
I hate it.
Everything's done with dip.
I agree. I love, and you can dip a variety of things in a dip, which is great. You could go like a vegetable, like you can go like a cucumber in a dip, or you can go like a cracker.
Yeah, I don't like the dip. I don't like anything. What?
Pizza. Dip pizza.
Wait a second, Ange. You dip pizza?
Absolutely.
Oh, you're
horrible.
What
do you dip your pizza in, Angela?
Everything. Anything.
Oh, nothing. My God. What are you doing?
Like ranch?
Angela. Ranch. God, you're killing it, Angela. Oh, that's awful.
Oh, she got an Italian name with Angela,
she's
too.
She's not Italian. There's no way. What's wrong with you, Ange? Killing pizza.
You got to try it.
Never. Never.
Yeah. Yeah. You're talking to one of the most rigid individuals on the planet.
So where were you, Ange, besides dipping your pizza? What were you doing? Take us back to your world last year.
All right. So in about November, four friends and I were like, let's plan a vacation. Got to get out of here. It's cold. We'll go anywhere warm. So we decided the cheapest flight we can get, we'll go.
Yeah.
So we booked these like $250 round trip flights to Guadeloupe.
Your phone sounds horrible. You want a speakerphone?
Where did you go?
Guadeloupe.
Guadalupe, Mexico?
Yeah. In the Caribbean, the French Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we booked our flights there, and we were doing all this research before we got there because we find out, lo and behold, the Eagles are going to be in the Super Bowl, and we did not expect this at all, and we're going to another country when the Eagles are finally in the Super Bowl.
Of all the times to leave, the time they go and they win.
And we're researching. We're all over the internet. We're coming to watch the game, and we're coming up with nothing. So we go anyway, and we're like, we're going to sign it. So there's one big resort out there, and it wasn't the one we were staying at. So we called. We're like, yeah, we're showing the Super Bowl. We get in this little tiny clown car. Nobody knows how to drive stick.
Oh, that's a total violation. Nobody knows how to drive stick.
Nobody knew how to drive stick. We made it there. It was a terrible ride. Our cell reception was horrible. Our map took us all over the place. We finally get there, and they won't let us stay because we're not staying at that resort.
Oh, my God. No, Angela. Wait, what happened?
I got to get rid of it. I can't take her phone anymore. It's driving me bananas.
Angela, you got to tell us where. Just tell me the story. I need to know the end of the story. See, that's my problem.
You got to go to a Mexican bar.
I need to know the end of the story. Call us back, Ange. Tell us. Just tell Andrew where you watched the game.
Could you imagine that? They got the game
that's
on.
That's torture.
Like it's like an oasis. It's in there. You can see it, but they won't let you come in. So what do? You try and book a room for the night just so you can go watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah, anything. Nah, that's where you gotta duke all the guys. How much?
Yeah, you got to start greasing the bombs.
You got to duke them.
Duke.
That's where the duke comes out, man.
Start going to the fins.
Yeah, more than fins. But that's where you duke. That's the only way you get in.
Yeah, because you got to do what you got to do.
You got to get in with the duke. There's no way. You can't leave.
Yeah, you can't put yourself in that position. I mean,
what happened? I need to know the end of the story.
See, it's kind
of
funny that you don't know.
No, but now.
So you should write the end
of
the story.
Now, imagine these four girls. They're from Philly that are on vacation, and they're trying to watch the Super Bowl. And what happened to them?
Well, they got, here's the story. They got into the place, and she ordered a pizza, and she dipped it in ranch, and they kicked her out.
I need to know, man. See, I'm not good at not knowing the end of the story.
You're like Tom Petty. I need to know.
I do.
Could you imagine? You've never dipped your pizza in anything.
No, dude.
What about like
that's bad.
Garlic herb butter? Like the crust. You go that?
No.
No?
No.
You a crust man?
If it's good.
No, I went.
But not if it's bad crust.
We ordered, there's a place by me, this place, America's Pie. Great soups, homemade. I had a jalapeno soup last night.
Oh, wow, sounds good.
But I got a pizza for the kids. So when the kids, two of my kids don't eat the crust. So when they're done, I grab the crust and I use that for the soup.
Yeah.
I dip the crust in the soup. Now, this isn't a piece of pizza, mind you. I don't dip the pizza.
Right, okay.
So it's not a violation. I'm not disrespecting the pie.
Angela disrespected the pie a little
bit. She
did. I mean, you can't dip the pizza.
She goes, I dip pizza. Like, in what?
I'd be like, you got to leave my table.
The only thing I may dip pizza in would be, like, more sauce because I like extra sauce on occasion.
I dipped it in hot sauce once.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah, no.
That's bad.
Now, do you do, like, the buffalo chicken pizza?
No, that's not pizza. No. The fact that they make it is a bane to my existence.
Yeah.
Should never make that.
What about a white pie, like with broccoli?
A white pie's fine.
All right. You like a spinach with?
I'm not a big fan. No, I'm not a traditional guy. I'm not a big fan of any of that. So I like a margarita. That's it.
So you'd be out on my favorite college pizza, the General Tso chicken pizza.
No, it's terrible. That's not a pizza. Yeah. Stop.
What about the Hawaiian?
No, that's not
pineapple.
A pizza. No, not
ham.
A pizza. No, not a pizza.
610-632-0975.
You're not allowed to make that pizza in Italy. Italy, they certify the pizza, people.
What do you mean?
You have the government regulated? Yes.
You have the license?
Seriously, it is regulated. It is.
So you walk into the pizza joint, they say license and registration.
No, it's regulated.
Pizza.
It is regulated. I'm telling you.
Wow.
If you want to be a true pizza maker in Italy.
You'd be government certified.
You have to, there's certain things. You don't do that stuff.
Don't mess around.
All that nonsense.
610-632-0975. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez. He's certified and certifiable. We're back after this.
What happened to the end of the story? Hey, Pars Casino is just incredible. If you haven't been, you got to check it out. I mean, seriously, it's outrageous. It's like coming out of this oasis and off a street road of Ben Salem. Like, really, really cool. And the reason I'm telling you this is that it's your championship headquarters. That's right. Gear up for the big game. It's going to be an open to the public big game watch party. I'm going to be there starting at 4:30. We got B West, the legendary Brian Westbrook. He's going to be there. It's going to be a party. We're a one-stop shop for everything football. You can place your bets at Park's new sports book. Yes. Then head to Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the brand new Beer Garden, which I hear is outrageous. You can watch the game on three giant screens. Get there early. There's free admission, all kinds of food and drink specials all day long. It is Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Street Road exit off I-95 or the PA Turnpike. Parks Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, it's the last Football Friday ever until we get back to next season.
Yeah.
What do you think about the game? I'll tell you, my quick summation is that it's a lower scoring game.
Going under?
Having kind of dissected it, I think Sue and Donald are going to give Brady a lot of problems.
You leaning towards the Rams here?
I am.
Are you really? Wow.
I am.
Wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, all week long, I was like on New England. But as you really X and O this thing, the only thing that scares me is Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Sue and Donald are going to give them problems.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing the Eagles did good against some of those great pass rushers was they limited Donald. They limited when they played against the Texans with J.J. Watt and Clowney, they didn't give up sacks to any of those guys.
Yep.
The offensive line did a great job. I think it's going to be an interesting game. I'm leaning Patriots. I'm not rooting either way, but I'm certainly leaning Patriots just because of Belichick and Brady.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I feel you.
And they won, and they lost last year. That's the other factor.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, that's the biggest. That's what initially put me on New England. Mm-hmm. So you look at it and you go, man, are they going to lose? Are they going to lose two bowls in a row? I think their defense is better than it was against the Eagles last year.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
So, you know, that portion. I also think the Rams are going to get shut down, too. So I think Belichick will shut the Rams down. I think it's going to be a lower scoring. It's funny. It was 57.
56 and a half now, yeah.
All right. And this has been the year of the ridiculous offense. You watch, the Super Bowl will be a lower scoring affair.
Yeah.
Because you could say it, like, the Rams are going to try to run the ball so they can do play action. I think Patriots will stop it. I think he'll take away Cooks and Woods. You know, Josh Reynolds will get his share, but they don't have a real tight end. Higbee's not a guy you have to really worry about down the field. So I think New England will do well, fare well against their defense. And again, I think Wade Phillips, I think he's got a recipe to hurt them.
Yeah.
Remember what he did when he had Denver's defense? Now, you know, he had Von Miller and all, but he still had the key's his secondary. Because if you can play press man on the Patriots, and that makes it difficult for Brady. Because you jam their receivers, it's going to make it difficult for Brady because he needs time.
Yeah, he wants to go down the field. And if you don't have the time, and if that pressure comes up the middle with Sue and Aaron Donald, then you got a problem. You're right. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. You know, by the time the game kicks off, you're like, okay, it's the Super Bowl and you're going to be cool. It's going to be cool. And the commercials, and if people get into that, I really don't get into that. I'm kind of there just to watch the football game and go, okay, the game is the game. But, it'll be interesting to see how, you know, if New England loses, man, that is really interesting to me.
I do have a lame admission.
What is it?
I actually like the Dilly Dilly campaign.
The Bud Light campaign?
I do.
Yeah. Well, you associated with last year, too.
Yeah, I like it.
There's an association. Philly.
Yeah, like when it happens, I actually like it.
Yeah, well, it's the medieval.
It's kind of. I don't know why it's lame, but I like it.
I do too. By the way, quick congratulations to send out, Anthony. We got to congratulate Carter Hart as being the NHL Rookie of the Month.
Well, he deserves it, man. He's playing great.
Well, he earned it.
Oh my God!
His numbers on the month: a record of 6-2-1 in the 9 games he started. A goals against average of 2.33 and a save percentage tops in the NHL for the month, 931.
Damn.
Yeah.
How about
Carter
that? Carter Hart.
Yeah, that's actually, there was one guy that had a higher save percentage, played less games, though. It's Jordan Binnington of the Blues. But, yeah, those numbers are pretty obnoxious. And you got to consider what he's playing behind and where it was prior to his arrival. And it's, whew. I mean, they were 31st in the NHL in goals against at one point. And all of a sudden,
that's wild.
This kid's been unbelievable.
Carter Hart, brother.
Yeah. And he was good last night.
He's the answer.
Yeah, he was good in the game last night. Although the Flyers outplayed Boston for the final, 50 minutes of that 60-minute game. Well,
can I laud somebody?
Go ahead.
Provorov.
Yeah, he looks a lot better.
He's terrific.
Yeah, his game is back. He's playing, you know, upwards of 29 minutes a night again. And his game
looks great.
I guess you got to give Scott Gordon, the coach, just some credit here too, putting young guys in situations that they're excelling in. Something Dave Hakstol was very reluctant to do. So certainly moving in the right direction. Now the one thing is people are, oh, they're screwing up the lose for yous. Now this is a team in a hot stretch right now, and this is not sustainable in my opinion. But the other thing is you know, people worried. Well, the GM's going to think that they don't need to make any changes. You know, everything's good. Well, the GM's smart enough to know. I know this firsthand, that this team's bipolar nature of being hot and cold is the problem. So there's still wholesale changes coming.
One of our listeners brought this up to you. Could this be a second 10-game win streak and no playoffs?
Could be. I mean, you got 6 under your belt now.
Is that a possibility?
Yeah.
That they could win 10 again? And still miss the playoffs?
Well, the way they're playing right now, yeah. I mean, they're winning close games. Now, they have Edmonton tomorrow, so that would be 7 if they can get a win over the lowly Oilers and McDavid coming to town and the return of Brandon Manning, like anybody gives a rat's ass. Then Vancouver. Vancouver's a decent team, but Los Angeles coming in, they suck. They're the worst team in the league. And then Anaheim coming in, they're not very good. And then Pittsburgh, well, how many would that be? 7, 8, 9. Anaheim would be 10, and then Pittsburgh on the 11th would be the 11th. So I don't know. Maybe. Never say never with this.
Andrew says.
Manic depressive team.
Go ahead, Andrew. Tell him.
Will they have the Brandon Manning tribute video?
No.
No?
No.
Because they've had it for some pretty mediocre players in the past.
Maybe he wasn't even mediocre.
He stunk.
He was scratched more than he was in.
So tribute video of him sitting on the bench?
Boy, I hope not. I mean, I'm not a tribute video guy anyway, but whatever. I mean, if it's like a guy like Chemo Demon or, you know, a legit player coming back, then you do it. You don't do it for Brandon Manning or Dan Carcillo or...
All right, give me a breaking news sound there.
Oh, you got one? You need one? Yeah. I got one right here.
Muggy Mitch on the text board. Oh, bleep him and his Carter Hart.
All right. Totally satisfied sexually. Yeah. Okay. This guy. Epic troll. I hear him the other day. They're making stupid... Which sport's the best sport to make weird rule changes to? Gee, I wonder which one's going to win that stupid-ass poll on your dumb show. When you sit there and you say, I want to go butt-to-butt goalies. I'll tell you, since I left that show with Mike, Mike has gotten as predictable as it gets with his nonsense.
Oh, that's the best.
I'd like to duct tape him in a net. And get like Ally Afraidy out of retirement to fire pucks at his chest.
Wow, Ally Afraidy. Yeah, he did have a wicked slap shot.
Yeah, and Al McInnes. 610-632-0975. So you could like even make up that he texted you and he didn't really even text you and just troll me and it would work.
Yeah, yeah. I usually it's around this time of the day when Michael.
Yeah, he's on the commute.
Yeah, so he'll.
Yeah, so going to bust my wagon. In. That's why I hold the material back.
We're going back and forth last night with the game with Sixers last time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, that was just exhilarating.
Nice.
Exhilarating. We were both kind of.
It was awesome, though. It was a great to watch. It was a great game to watch.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.